Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Kuminga takes it to the foul line, sees multiple bodies there, dribbles left side, spins baseline to the rim, and a dunk. Kuminga with a slam. Little elevation sensation for Jonathan. 126-113, your final, Spurs over the Warriors. A disappointing loss to Golden State. They've had so many tough losses on the year, games where they played really well and lost on a last-second shot or a breakdown in the fourth quarter. But tonight, this game was a breakdown from the beginning. They did get off to a good start. Let the Spurs get going offensively. Didn't attack the Spurs for most of the night, not until maybe the fourth quarter. And just didn't have, you know, there's a time where, Tom, you know, every game should be an urgent game for Golden State right now. And there was no urgency from the Warriors in the first half of play.
Yeah, none. This game was lost in the first half.
Yep.
They let the Spurs get comfortable. Let them get their feet set on their threes. Let them penetrate, get to the rim, penetrate, kick out. I mean, they were moving the ball left to right and in and out, and cutting from the weak side, and just had the Warriors' head spinning, and they just couldn't. I mean, the energy level of the Spurs was much higher, I thought, in the first half than the Warriors. And second half, they scored 70. The Warriors scored 70, but they gave up 64. It almost didn't matter. I mean, you're down 19 at that point. You got to score 70, and then you got to hold them to 50. So it just, the Spurs earned this win. They deserved this win. They played better than the Warriors tonight. 33 assists on 44 field goals. They were the ones that moved the ball. They were the ones that were cutting. They were the ones that were getting to the loose balls. And in the second half, the Warriors finally got in gear, started hitting some shots, started moving. Kuminga started going to the rim, getting downhill a little bit. They just settled in the first half offensively. They only had 43 points, and they weren't doing the things they were doing in the second half. And then defensively, they seemed to be always a step behind what the Spurs were doing. And this should have been one that you got. I know there was no Steph Curry, but there is no Victor Wembanyama, and there is no Vassell. So those are their two best scores. And Wembanyama is their best player. Vassell's a guy. I think he might have had 30-something last game. But he's a guy that can score. Like, he's their guy. And he wasn't even playing. That's just one you got to get. I mean, all these are important. I said in the pregame show, look, they're not going to win them all, but this is one they should have won, period.
Their defensive rating coming in was 115.34 this season. It's been much better over the last 2 months. Their defensive rating for tonight's game was 126.
That ain't winning you many games.
Nope.
And again, 70 points in the second half, you still can't cut into the lead that much. I mean, that's because of the first half. A lot of times, you can lose games in the last 5 minutes. You can lose games in the last minute. You can lose games in the last play. But a lot of times you lose games earlier in the game. And this one, I believe, was lost in the first half. It really was. When you let a team get comfortable, you see Champagne out there, 5 for 8 from three. He got comfortable. Sohan was 2 for 4, although he didn't hit any in the second half. But Branham with 3 for 6. Keldon Johnson hit a couple big ones, 4 for 9. And again, give the Spurs credit. It seemed like every time the Warriors had like 2 or 3 buckets in a row, they'd come back, hit a three, and bam, it'd go from like 10 to 13 or 12 to 15, 13 to 16. So they played really well, and they earned the victory. But, you know, if you lose a game, you're okay with it. But if you lose a game because maybe you were just a little sluggish early, some lazy passes early. I mean, only 12 turnovers, so not bad. But, again, it all kind of feeds onto itself. And once you let guys get comfortable in this league, it's tough.
So when we talk about getting comfortable, let me read you some numbers from the first quarter box score.
Okay.
Spurs were up 32-27. Sohan, 3 of 4. Zach Collins, 2 of 3. Keldon Johnson, 3 of 5. Dominic Barlow, 2 of 3. Devontae Graham hit both of his shots in the first quarter. And so those are small numbers. You say, well, okay, that's only a few points for each guy. But all those guys saw the ball go through the basket. All those guys said, hey, I'm hot tonight. You know, or I feel good tonight.
Yep.
And so when you have that many guys, you know, seeing that, And then on the other side, Wiggins was 1-for-3. Moody was 0-for-3. Chris Paul was 1-for-3. Kuminga 1-for-3. Psychologically, you know, the Spurs were coming into the second quarter going, "Hey, let's go."
Yep.
And they did. And that's why you gotta clamp down guys early. And the Warriors have to do it harder, I think, than a lot of teams because, you know, the Spurs have a lot of long, you know, young players, and the Warriors are not a, you know, big long team like some of these teams are. And so they have to work really hard defensively to get it done, and tonight they didn't get it done.
Well, let me give you, because when you said that, getting comfortable, and you said the guys watching the ball go through the hole, here's where I was going. In the first quarter, and this shows you how comfortable they were and how well their offense was working. In the first quarter, Spurs had 12 field goals. They assisted on 9 of them. In the second quarter, the Spurs had 10 field goals. They assisted on every one of them. They had 19 assists on 22 field goals in the first half. That means guys aren't having to work. I shouldn't say work. They're working off the ball. But you're not having to go one-on-one. You're not having to get tough buckets. It's the offense is working. You're cutting. You're moving. I mean, think about that. 22 field goals and 19 assists on those 22 field goals. That's amazing.
And again, they're the road team. There have been games in the past, especially when, you know, Vancouver first got into the league, where they didn't understand exactly what an assist was. And you would look down, you know,
yep.
And
you know,
yeah. Ashraf Amaya had 5 assists in the first half. Where? You know, so
they're earning them.
Yeah, yes. They're earning them. They're on the road. That's that. You know, the Warriors stat crew is really good. They're I think they're one of the best. They don't hand out cheap assists. They don't hand out cheap anything. And so,
Field goal attempt in the second quarter, every field goal was assisted.
So there you go.
And it wasn't like you're like, oh, okay, well maybe they shut them down. They didn't score a lot of field goals. Yeah, they did. They scored 30 points that quarter. They had 10 field goals that quarter. So. Yeah, that was, and again, we talk about this all the time, and we talked about this 30 years ago, 35 years ago. You let someone get comfortable in this league, they will start hitting shots you don't expect them to hit. They just will. It's not uncommon. Everybody in this league can score. Everybody in this league, you know, aside from maybe a select few, can shoot. You let them get rolling, they can light you up. And tonight, they let a lot of guys get comfortable early on in this game.
Well, we're heading down the road. Well, I'm heading down the road. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm heading on the road.
Yeah.
The 80.
Yeah. You're going
to Alameda.
Alameda. I still think
Sweet home Alameda.
Yeah. I think in the future we're going to have Tom host the post-game ferry to Alameda, you know?
Oh, I definitely do that. I don't know how safe it'll be, but I'll definitely do it.
Captain Jack at the helm.
Exactly.
Yes. Captain Jack. Steven Jackson at the helm.
There we go. I'll be there. Give me a captain's hat.
Oh.
You could be Gilligan.
Clay rides by.
Thank you very much.
I'll go dress Tim as Gilligan. I'll be skipper.
Awesome.
We'll go across there. We can get you like a little red polo. We could get a long sleeve. Little white bucket hat.
Oh, be,
Well, if I'm Gilligan, that means that Alan Brown and R.C. Davis are very
professor.
Someone's Ginger and someone's Marianne.
Great.
We got the professor. And Lovey and Thurston Howell.
Let's Brown and Red Coconuts, believe it or not.
Let's not forget about Thurston Howell.
Okay. It is.
Alan will be Thurston Howell. We've got to find Lovey somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, Thurston Howell probably in today's age, he would have 2 phones too.
He might.
He'd have one for personal, might. One for business.
That would be amazing if I was skippering a shuttle back and forth after the game. Oh, my goodness.
Time now for the Tolbert Harbor Cruise.
Oh, here I come. Right across the bay.
Just don't play chicken with a tanker.
Hey, guys, I'm going to jump this way. Watch it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
I think it's time.
Well, I think it definitely is time.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
That is Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy. Warriors in San Antonio, and that's on Monday. And again, the Warriors will get ready for that, hopefully a bounce back, but they're going to have to do it without Stephen Curry. Curry will be reevaluated on Tuesday, so so they have to do that. And Victor Wembanyama is supposedly going to play when the Warriors take on the Spurs on Monday night. Game one of a three-game road trip. 4:30 is your pregame showtime, 5 o'clock with the tip.